I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries.
This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to Katie.
My name is Katie Petit, and I am the owner and private chef of Enjoy Zest, a company I started in 2020 during the pandemic to bring private dinner parties in home to people who didn't feel comfortable eating out at restaurants.
To begin this story, we have to move backwards to 2016. Katie had just moved to California, taking a corporate job in landscape architecture. It was a traditional 9-to-5 that kept Katie at a desk majority of the day, and she began to feel restless, taking any classes that interest her in her free time, one of them being a cooking class, which got her thinking about dinner parties.
The more that I sat throughout this class, trying to see if what I could put a spin on it, you know, like, let's expand on this idea of a dinner party. And in my head, I'm thinking, how can we incorporate beautiful vegetables and a spread? And so when people dine, they can take hours to eat and take their time and really be in the moment. So that cooking class, I really have a lot to attribute to that, because that's ultimately what got my gears turning.
Katie started to throw dinner parties locally as a test run for this new business. But she knew if she really wanted to pursue it, she would have to quit her current job, which she planned to do at what she thought was the perfect time.
I was telling my family the year 2020 is going to be when I quit my job. And I really had no plan at that point in time, because I was doing these dinner parties and I thought, well, do I go to culinary school? Do I quit and try something else? And then the third day of January, I accidentally word vomited to my boss that I was going to just quit. And that kind of set a bunch of plans in motion, because at that point I couldn't believe what I said, but I also couldn't backtrack and take it back at that point.
So Katie quit her job and was set to take a culinary course in New York. But it was the beginning of 2020, and as you may know, everything changed.
I did fly to New York to visit with the culinary school I was going to attend, and the day that I was leaving New York is when the first confirmed case happened in Manhattan. Once the pandemic hit, it was kind of like, by the time I got home, I was waiting it out, just kind of seeing, okay, maybe it'll get better in 2 months or 3 months, seeing if my plan could still go through. And then ultimately, it was like I had to make the do or die decision of, do I stay? Do I leave? Do I just start something here? There was really no strict plan in place.
Once Katie's culinary course was canceled, she, in her own words, twiddled her thumbs until she realized her original idea to help plan and throw dinner parties for her guests could still work, as people were looking to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries, even small weddings, without leaving the comfort and the safety of their home.
It really happened by accident in an odd way, because I didn't expect much of it when I did it. And then once it picked up, it felt promising enough that I thought, okay, you know, if this is going to keep me here or keep me stable for a while, I might explore it a bit more.
So Katie continued her business through the pandemic, throwing small dinner parties for small backyard weddings, birthdays, and anniversaries. And this is the part of the episode where I'd love to say that Katie finally arrived at her great success, that although her plans shifted, she now was comfortable and confident in her new venture. But that's not how life often works, especially in 2020. Just a few weeks ago, Katie uploaded an emotional video to the Enjoy Zest Facebook page of her crying in her car. She mentions feeling burnt out, struggling with self-doubt, a voice that can often overpower the other, sometimes quieter voice that confidently says, yes, I can do this.
I teeter between feeling like I don't know enough and feeling like I maybe have a good grip on what to do for cooking and how to get through by it. But a large part of those feelings, I think, settled in from the get-go. And it's been battling those imposter syndrome feelings. Every single time I do an event, I feel like I got to give myself a pep talk for it because, you know, I don't know these people. A lot of the time when I do these dinner parties, it's for complete strangers. And so, you know, what is their understanding of me as a chef? Because, you know, I even still struggle in calling myself a chef because I feel like I'm still learning so much and taking it all in, but loving to cook at the same time and still wanting to do that as a career. So my imposter syndrome has definitely been there from the start and thinking, oh my God, who is going to hire me? I have never gone to culinary school. I think for any craft or trade, it's really easy to fall into those thoughts.
And there's no clear formula to get rid of those thoughts, but to simply move forward, to embrace the what-ifs, and plot ahead. At least that's what Katie is doing.
As we come out of a pandemic, especially, hopefully this year, that things start to really turn you know, around, and people are wanting to gather and be with others and socialize, what it means to reconnect with people, you know, because I think all of us had such a year of being by ourselves or taking on this new idea of loneliness. So going forward with Enjoy Zest, I really want to play with this idea of how to reconnect people to each other and to food and playing on a larger scale. So business right now is kind of going through a transitionary period where I'm figuring out the next steps of where I want to take it and how I want to do Enjoy Zest using the momentum that I have and that I gained from when I started.
Only time will tell what the future holds for Katie and Enjoy Zest. But from a year of uncertainty, she's already come so far in her journey to become a chef and business owner. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.